Only 29% of religiously committed Canadians, and this is according to a statistic, think that evangelization is something positive. Okay, so take religiously committed people. We're not just talking about non-believers, we're talking about committed people. 29% of them think evangelization, sharing faith, they think that's positive. Now, that's hugely different from what Jesus just taught us. You know, for him, evangelization is so positive, it gives him the most joy. So this is why Jesus commands all of us, you have to evangelize. This is a good thing, very positive. Now, we're in this season called Made for Mission right now, and we want to celebrate, wow, evangelization is really, really good. This is not about forcing our faith. Evangelization is not about pressuring people. It's just about sharing the joy. And you have to remember, for those of you who were baptized as a baby, you actually didn't start out Catholic, right? No one is born Catholic. Someone else gives us the gift, and that gift is meant to be shared. Pope Francis has been telling Catholics, stop just worrying about yourselves. You've got a gift, share the joy. And this is one reason why here on Sundays, I don't know if you've noticed, for those of you who sometimes go to daily mass, have you noticed there's a difference in the Sunday homily to weekday homilies? The Sunday homilies have to keep in mind, yes, do a lot of us know about Jesus? Sure. But some of us here are new to faith, and I have to keep in mind both. When I went to church for the very first time when I was 13 years old, I remember no one cared about me. No one cared. I was the new person there. No one paid attention because they're not interested. And most churches are like that. They never give thought to how it would be if I'm someone new. Peter Lee, who's our new director of evangelization, he was raised Buddhist. He became Catholic in 2007. He said something very interesting that's an expression of God the Father's mentality. He said he would love to create a church where our non-Catholic friends, our non-church-going friends feel welcome. Because you know, if you have a family that is very friendly, you feel comfortable inviting people over, right? But if your family's weird, yeah, you know, when they're weird and they're cold, you don't want to bring people home. Let's go out for a dinner, but don't come to my house. But if we can have a kind of church that's truly warm and welcoming for everyone, that then we would invite people more readily. This is why we always celebrate Alpha and Faith Studies. Alpha and Faith Studies, we all can grow through them, but they're such beautiful ways for people to encounter Jesus for the first time. And when they're ready, they can say yes. And so right now until November, we're going to be doing this season called Made for Mission. But come December, we're going to switch. We'll have a new season called Alpha as Culture. And what we're going to do is we're going to work on the 7 best practices of Alpha, the 7 virtues, and we're going to try and make them part of our culture. And what we want to do is, at Christmas, we just want to invite our friends. Come with us to Christmas Mass. Come with us to this free pancake breakfast. And on January 9th, if you want to take Alpha with me, please do. 82% of people, a study says, they would come to a church event if someone invited them. Now, I want to give you an example of what God the Father's love looks like concrete examples of evangelization. Natalie Ng, she was away from church for 10 years, and she's come back. And last year, she invited 10 people to Christmas Mass, and 8 of her friends came. That's beautiful. Suzanne Scully, she became Catholic in 1999, then a disciple in 2015. She said, just about every month, she might invite 3 or 4 people to some kind of faith event, and people respond very positively. So Suzanne has the Father's heart. She knows what it's like to be far away from God. And so she goes looking for people like Jesus. And Linus Wan, he helped bring back his friend Andrew Chow to the faith just by inviting to an event and explaining the faith very coherently. And then I want to share with you this amazing story. There's a guy in our church named Barry Lee. Now Barry, his father was atheist and his mother was Buddhist and Taoist. But he got sent to a Catholic school in Hong Kong. And so he's raised with no faith. And Barry said when he was 9 years old, his heart was converted to Jesus. And then he loved Jesus. But he got baptized in his late 30s. And Barry loves just talking about Jesus. He loves evangelization. And I asked him a few weeks ago, Barry, how many people have you been the godfather to? Like, people have been baptized and they ask him to be the godfather. He said, 7.
Wow.
And then how many people have you brought back to church? At least 23. What? Let me give you a few examples of this. So there's this one divorced woman he knew. She felt guilty, and she didn't want to come back to church. Barry said, you belong here. So she came back. There's another woman. She never wanted to become Christian because she found her Protestant friends very pushy. But Barry, he never pushed. He just talked to her about his love for Jesus. And one day when the time was right, he asked her about baptism. She said, yes. And they called me and I did the baptism. Another very academic woman, she became Protestant. She goes on this pilgrimage to Europe and she encounters a Catholic heritage. She comes back and she feels something's missing in her Protestant faith. And Barry explains our Catholic heritage and then he teaches her how to pray the rosary. She starts praying it every day and then she becomes Catholic. Barry is one of 11 kids. And one of his older brothers named Gabriel, when he was about 50, he was diagnosed with cancer. And so the siblings invited him, who he lived in Edmonton, come live here with us. The siblings all start getting closer together. And one night, Barry and Gabriel, they start having a chat. And he said, this never happened before. They talked for an hour. And Barry said, have you thought about being baptized? And his brother said, I don't know anything. And Barry said, don't worry about it. Just come with us to church. So the brother starts going with them to church. A few weeks later, he's in emergency and he's pouring out blood. Barry calls a priest at St. Teresa's, and the priest says, look, if I don't get there in time, you do the baptism. And that's what happened. Barry asked his brother three times, do you want to be baptized? His brother said, yes. So he got baptized, and 6 months later, the brother died. And finally, their mother also became Catholic in her 60s. Barry always respected the Buddhist Taoist faith of his mother. But when his mother was sick, Barry said, Mom, I'll offer you to our Mother Mary. And when the mother got well, the mother said, well, I want to thank Mary. So Barry said, well, just bring some flowers to church and, you know, put them at the statue. That's what she did. She starts coming to church every week, and then she became Catholic. And then after she died, Barry never lost his joy. And a friend said, how is that possible? He said, my joy comes from Jesus. He became Catholic. It's disgusting. How is that possible? Okay, now there are four lessons we can take from this. Number one, it's not about Barry. Barry said, you can only share this story if it gives glory to God. It's all about the power of Jesus. Number two, Barry is not that holy. But he said his only merit is faith. He said he never doubts Jesus. Number three, Barry never forces anyone because no one wants to be forced. And number four, it comes from the power of prayer. Do any of you have this gift of evangelization? You can ask for it. Do you have that joy when people come to know Jesus? Do you celebrate? Do you hunger to share Jesus with other people? The greatest joy in heaven is that one of us lost children come home. What do we mean to God the Father? Everything.